Blog Talk Radio.
God, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 o'clock when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts with a mighty word. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcasts or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
to God. In Exodus 19 and 5, in the ESV Bible says, "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasure possessions among all peoples, for all the earth is mine." You can start over anytime. A lot of times we can feel stuck, as if we have to carry on as we did the day before. We feel stuck in jobs that no longer serve us, or stuck in situations that are hurtful to the soul. But the good news is, we can start over anytime, any day, anywhere. When we feel like the walls are closing in on us, that's when we should look for help from above. We aren't planted. We can pull up the roots, no matter how deep, and move to where we can grow better. When the soil is no longer nourishing us and we cannot see the sunshine, maybe it's time to make a move that will revive our souls. There's a reason we are where we are, but sometimes we are called to leave that situation, that job, or maybe even friend groups. Is God nudging you to make a move? If so, don't be scared. God is always with us. Even when we cannot see it, he's with us through the transition times, and gives us everything we need to walk a new path. When jobs or situations no longer serve us, he will provide a way out. It's up to us to accept his invitation and let him guide the way. It's not always easy, but trusting him leads to unlocking amazing things we never thought possible. Amen? Praise be to God. You got this. Think about a time in your life when you were feeling unsettled. Maybe you're in that position right now. Maybe you have been there for a while. What are you being drawn toward? What are you being drawn away from? If you are feeling stuck and unsure about changing your path, take it to the Lord. He's already making plans for you. When you begin to listen to his calling you, take action and know you don't have to be afraid to start over again. Amen. Praise be to God for the reading of the word. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today we humbly come before you in prayer. May you fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surrounds us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions, that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
To worship you.
Praise be to God, everybody. Praise the Lord. And John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I loved you. You also are to love one another. I opened my email spam folder to clear it out, and this message header greeted me. Let eHarmony show you what real love looks like today. Later, I opened my music library to choose some house cleaning accompaniment and notice how many songs had love in the title compartment. I wondered how many of the untold number of books, poems, and songs that have ever been written about love are focused on feelings and emotions rather than on the real thing. Jesus did not just teach about love. His entire life defined it, encouraging, healing, building up, raised the dead, the most importantly, giving up his life on our behalf. The New Testament is filled with his followers' encouragement and instructions to help us love as Jesus did. They urged us to put others' interests ahead of our own, Philippians 2:4. Love each other deeply, since love covers many sins, 1 Peter 4:8. And love with our actions, not just words, 1 John 3:18. The 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians beautifully describes what a lifestyle of Christ-like love looks like. Jesus did not command us to feel love, but to live it out. Isn't it interesting that just a single letter differentiates the words live and love? Come to think of it, the more I take out of the way I live, the more I will be able to love others as Jesus did. Daniel Neal Matthews. Are you satisfied with how well you're following Jesus' example to love? Read through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and ask him to show you any areas where you can improve. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Dear God, we come before you today with a grateful heart. Thank you for this beautiful day. And at the same time, thank you for protecting us throughout the month of January. Thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. It is by your kindness and grace that we are able to go through each and every day. Lord, we are now ready to face this month. Lord, may you fill this day with love and answered prayers. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. In the presence of His grace, by Apostle R.D. Wiggins.
I can't complain. No, I can't complain. Mama's taking it easy. Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying. Happy and free, come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord His day. Everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world. Everything will be okay. the presence of His grace. Oh, yeah. In the presence of His grace. In the presence of His grace. Yeah, in the presence of His grace.
Amen. Praise God. In John 8:47, in the CSB says, the one who is from God listens to God's words. This is why you don't listen, because you are not from God. Listen to God. Sometimes God speaks loudly and clearly. More often, He speaks in a quiet voice. And if you are wise, you will be listening carefully when He does. To do so, you must carve out quiet moments each day to study His word and sense His direction. Can you quiet yourself long enough to listen to your conscience? Are you attuned to the subtle guidance of your intuition? Are you willing to pray precisely and then wait quietly for God's response? Hopefully so. Usually God refrains from sending His message on stone tablets or city billboards. More often, He communicates in subtle ways. If you sincerely desire to hear His voice, you must listen carefully, and you must do so in the silent corners of your quiet, willing heart. When we come to Jesus stripped of pretension, with a needy spirit, ready to listen, He meets us at the point of need. In the soul searching of our lives, we are to stay quiet so we can hear Him say all that He wants to say to us in our hearts. The first service one owes to others in the fellowship consists in listening to them. Just as love of God begins in listening to His word, so the beginning of love for the brethren is learning to listen to them. The center of power is not to be found in submit meetings or in peace conferences. It is not in Perkins or Washington or the United Nations, but rather where a child of God prays in the power of the Spirit for God's will to be done in his or her life, in his or her home, and in the world around us. God is trying to get your attention. Are you listening? Isaiah 41:4 in the CSB Bible says, be silent before me. Proverbs 28:9 in the MSG says, God has no use for the prayers of the people who won't listen to Him. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and the CSB Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways and he will guide you on the right path. Deuteronomy 13 and 4 and the CSB says, you must follow the Lord your God and fear him. You must keep his commands and listen to his voice. You must worship him and remain faithful to him. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Lord, give us the wisdom to be a good listener. Help us listen carefully to our family, to our friends, and most importantly, to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday to Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. At this time, I will play another selection. And I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music and prayers on this Thankful Thursday in a brand new month of February. Amen. Praise God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's sing it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In my live, I move,
and in my live, I move, and have my king.
Say like this, that's the people.
That's the people.
Come on, lift them up again.
It is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Reflecting Jesus. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 29. And it says, those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. Amen for the reading of the word. God's will for your life is for you to look like Jesus, reflecting his character, his purposes, and his missions. This process of transforming you into Christ's likeness progresses as you present yourselves as a holy sacrifice unto the Lord in increasing measures, Romans 12, 1 and 2. However, the ability to do this hinges on having a good understanding of who God really is. He is the Lord God, the all-powerful and all-knowing creator of all that exists, the only true and everlasting God, your Savior, who deserves your wholehearted devotion and praise. He not only created you with care, but redeemed you in love. And because he gives you both earthly and eternal life, he has a right to work through you as his ambassador for his glory. This is not an easy process, but friend, I can testify this is life at its very best. The plans he has for you far outshine what you could ever imagine for yourself. Therefore, trust him to transform you. Be responsive to whatever he asks and walk in God's will. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Lord, please help us take hold of whatever you want us to understand and however you desire for us to serve you. Help us be like Jesus. We surrender ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening, Reflecting Jesus. Praise God. So again, at this time, I will play another selection. I learned to trust in the Lord.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God. Lord God, thank you for the gift of life and for the challenges that we face each day. We are so grateful for the opportunities to grow in strength, courage, and perseverance. May we face these challenges with faith and determination, knowing that you are always with us and that all things are possible through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bring us a mighty word from God this evening. So while we are waiting on Pastor Kathy, I will play another selection.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a
carpenter.
You are the living
word.
Gentile
Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
You were born
in a manger, but on a tree
Amen. Praise be to God. We are still waiting on our speaker for this evening. And again, I'll play a short selection while we're waiting on Pastor Kathy.
Come all ye broken, come all ye broken, come all ye broken. I see the burdens you carry. I want to save you from the weight of the world. My child, why do you tarry? Bring me the things that bind up your soul. For my yoke is easy, the burdens I give are light. Come all ye broken, come all ye faint of heart, come all ye weary souls, and find your rest in me. Leave the cares of this world far behind. Keep your feet on my word is a lamp. My name is a light. Come all ye broken, come all ye faint of heart, come all ye weary souls, and find your rest. Come all ye faint of heart, come all ye weary souls, and find your rest, and find your rest. Come and find your rest in me.
Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome, thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
All righty then. My goodness, glory to God. Let me get myself together. Okay, here we go. Wow. I want to thank you guys. First of all, let me just say I want to thank you guys. The ones of that were on the line last Thursday, I forgot to call in. I forgot to let everyone know that I wasn't going to be on the line last Thursday. I had gotten a call that my grandson fell and he had a concussion. I was like, what? This grandmother jumped in the car and went to see what's going on. And in the process, I forgot all about Block Talk Radio. Aren't you guys glad I'm not God? Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Because God is never going to forget you. He ain't no human being.
Amen.
He's going to go see about the child, answer you, tend to her, tend to him. He's going to do it all at once. But me and my human body, I got to step in. I couldn't think about nobody else but my boy. I was gone.
Amen.
But anyhow, let me tell you, this is the part that just blesses me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving, trying to get there, me and Pastor Stephen, we driving, and this is what blesses me. I get a phone call. Pastor Kathy, you need me to plug you in? You need to get on the line? I said, my mind was not on Block Talk Radio. I was literally thinking about that kid. And I heard him. I said, because it was coming through my car. I said, what? He said, you having trouble getting on the line? You want me to plug you in? I said,
oh, God.
And then I explained to him what happened. And he said, okay, I'll let him know. That thing blessed my heart. Because that lets me know that someone is hearing the voice of God through me, that they would take the time. They could have easily hung up that phone and said, oh, she ain't on, I'm gone.
Amen.
No.
Yes, he could have.
What's going on?
But
you know,
God,
what you need me to do to help you?
Mm.
And he really blessed me because that lets me know he values hearing what God uses me to say on the line on Thursday. This young man does not have to go that far to hear a word. He can go to any church there in Charlotte, North Carolina, on any corner, you know, and he chooses to take time out of his night. And I know there's been a time or two he's had his wife on, then he's had his friends on. He just keeps inviting people on the line. And I'm with him. I invite you to get on. Whether you get on or not, that's up to you. I told you it's a good word. Whether you don't want to see, okay, that's on you. But he invites so many people, as do I. I send out maybe 70 blasts, you know, when I'm getting online. I just keep sending it to everybody that's... I send it to everybody that's in my contact. But, you know, one or two will trickle in here, one or two will trickle in there. But it's okay. God told me to keep going, so I keep going. Why? Because it looks like, oh, my goodness, glory to God, it looks like I'm preaching on Block Talk Radio. No. This is a platform that God is using. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Come on,
prepare me for where he's taking me. Come on now.
Praise be to God.
You never get anywhere before God prepares you.
Amen.
Come on now. When I was 12, 13, and God was telling me, you know, letting me see I was going to preach his word, and I told y'all that story, I didn't know what he was saying. I was like, what is that? What is that? Because I was 12, 13. I told my mother. My mother said, does it scare you? I said, no. She said, that just means God's going to use you one day, Catbird. I said, Oh, okay. I don't know no more than I did when I asked you the question, but okay. If that's what you're telling me, okay. And she would just say, when you hear the voice, when you get those dreams, do you get scared? I said, no. And she said, God's going to use you one day. Okay. But as I got older, I could hear God was going to use me. God was going to use me. And I'm thinking, when is he going to use me? And then when I got a little older, I start looking for him to use me. But he wasn't using me at that time. And I'm going, but they said God was going to use me. What's going on? And here's the thing. If God has let you know that he is going to use you or someone else, God has used someone else to let you know that he's going to use you. Oh my goodness, glory to God. It does not mean God is going to use you right then. Huh? It just means you need to start preparing on your end. What does that mean? That means get into your word. Go to Sunday school. Go to Bible study. You know, get God's word on the inside. Study to show yourself an approved worker. Come on now, rightly dividing the word of God. That's what it means. Get ready on your end. So in my timing, I can put you where I told you I was sending you to. Mm-mm. My goodness, glory to God. I tell you. So everywhere that I go, I say, oh, this is where God was sending me. This is where God is sending me. And I always get that unconfirmed, no, this ain't your destination. It's another platform.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still preparing you for
Amen.
Where you're going.
That's right.
Come on. And look what he's doing to Pastor Kathy. Pastor Kathy be on Block Talk Radio preaching her little heart out. And, you know, I ain't no renowned speaker or preacher or nothing like that. I ain't no deep theologian. I just preach what God gives me. But here
Amen.
I am preaching my heart out, sweating, legs hurting, running up and down in my room in this little corner. And then I hear at the end, oh, you had caller 1, 2, and 3. Oh, Pastor Kathy, it was just you and me. Oh, Pastor Kathy, you had one caller. And back in the day, Evangelist Hilton could tell you, I was like, what? Nobody got on? I would act a fool in my heart. I said, I'm not going to get on there preaching my heart out and no one is there to listen. Pastor Evangelist Hilton's like, I'm here. I'm like, no, you're the host. I need somebody else. And God said, but I told you, if I only send one, preach to the one. Why?
That's
oh, my
right.
goodness, glory to God. Why? Because, Kathy, I need you to show yourself faithful over a little before I can put you in charge. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Because you've allowed us to see another day, oh God.
Yes, you did.
You breathed life into us this morning.
Hallelujah.
You woke us up clothed in our right mind.
Mm.
Divine healings within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day.
Yes,
and for
did.
That, we say thank you. We
thank
honor
you.
We glorify your holy name, oh God.
Mm.
You protected us from danger, seen
yes,
and unforeseen,
did.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, God, that you love us just that much.
Mm.
Thank you for doing it, God.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for never, ever giving up on us.
Thank
huh?
you, God.
You have
thank
given
you.
Us a second, a third, a fourth, a 200. You keep giving us chance after chance after chance.
Amen.
They don't even need to put a
Amen.
Number on it because mm-hmm. all they need to say is God gives you another chance.
Yes.
He'll give you another chance. We don't know how many chances God gives us before he throws in the towel. I want to say as many as it takes.
Amen.
Come in. Come
yes,
on
he
now.
Does.
Why? Because he loves us.
Hmm.
He loves us. There was things I did as a child that was not always good. My mother would be disappointed. Sometimes she would beat us, and sometimes she would just walk away. I'm one of those people. I like, no, I'd rather get the beating.
Hey.
Because when she walk away and she put her head down, that means you really hurt her. You really disappointed her. And I would rather get the beating, get it over with, than to walk around half the night seeing her with that disappointing look on her face. So I'm like, oh, no, just beat me. Give me a spanking, something. No, she's letting you know you really disappointed me because I know I taught you better than that.
Amen.
You know? And so she did that. Why? Over and over and over again. Not just because Kathy was hard-headed. She did it over and over and over again because she loved me. I was her child. And God does the same thing. He will tell us over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Look, I'm running out of breath. But he was still. I'm running out of breath. But God is not going to run out of chances. Okay?
Right.
He's
going
to keep giving you another chance until you get it right. Or until you go home to meet Jamaica, one of the two. But anyway, we thank God for this evening. Thank God for all of you. I tell you, on a news report, my grandson is doing fine. Yes, he had a concussion, but he went a couple of days later, and they said he was doing fine. He was, you know, no side effects or anything. He was playing basketball on the court, and he fell backwards, but a kid was on top of him. So when he went down, the kid bounced on top of him, so he really hit his head hard. But he's doing fine. Thank you, God. In fact, the other night, he was in a game. He was in another game. But he didn't want to miss that game because it was the championship game. So
did he have on a helmet?
Huh? No, he had no helmet on. Them kids ain't wearing no helmet. They be like, oh, so they can punk me and say I need a helmet.
Oh, my God.
He having no helmet. He just went on out there to play ball, take it like a man. Although, you know, he twisted his ankle somewhere down the line. But it was a good game. They won. They came home the champions. It was good. I enjoyed the game, seeing all the little cheerleaders and, you know, them battling back and forth. It was fun. Me and Pastor Steve, we had a good time. But now I got to get into this word. I got to hit it and quit it. Thank you, God, for everyone that does like that young man. And they're showing themselves faithful, thirsty, hungry for your word, oh God.
Amen.
Not my word. I am just a vessel that you're using. They're thirsting after your word, God. And I thank you that I'm one of the ones that you do use to deliver. I'm not the only one. Oh, no. I'm one in a billion. But I thank God for the faithfulness of those that give Pastor Kathy support to get on this line, take time out of their busy evening to get on the line to hear what thus says the Lord. Thank you. I ask that you bless them, bless them, bless them, oh God, in their journey, because this is just one of the roads in their pathway down their journey. So I thank you and ask that you not only bless them, bless their family members, okay, because they're being a vessel that's coming to get the word to take it back to their family. Whether they're telling the word or not, they're going to demonstrate what they hear through their lifestyle. Yeah, they're no longer going to want to cuss. They're no longer going to want to fight. They're no longer going to want to, why? Because they keep hearing God's word, and that word is bringing about a change in them. So we thank you for that, God. We honor you that you are changing every last one of us on a daily basis. Thank you for doing it, God.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name. Here we go. Now I got to rock and roll because I took up some of my time. Thank God this word is short and sweet. Okay. It's First Samuel. Ooh, let's go to the Old Testament. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 17 through 20. See, I told you short and sweet. 1 Samuel chapter 3, it's in the Old Testament. Chapter 3, verses 17 through 20. Here we go. Verse 17. What was the message he gave you? Eli asked, and I'll explain the rest down the road. I just don't have time to read it all, but I will explain the story to you. Just rock and roll with me for a second. What was the message he gave you? Eli asked, do not hide it from me. May God punish you ever so severely if you hide from me anything he said to you. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. I tell you, that's what I like, a good, good word. Yes. Verse 18. So Samuel told him everything and did not hide a thing from him. He is the Lord, replied Eli. Let him do whatever is good in his eyes. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. Thank you, God. And all of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel, oh, this is good, y'all. I'm going to explain it to you. Just hold on with me. Knew that Samuel was a faithful prophet of the Lord. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message is A True Prophet. A True Prophet. Here we go. We know that before that, Samuel was a young boy, number one. Let me make this plain. Samuel wasn't an old dude or anything like that. He was young. He was a young guy, probably a teenager. So he kept, thank you, Lord. I was going to say, just like what was happening to me when I was younger, he was asleep, and he kept hearing his name, Samuel. So he got up, and because Eli was in the next room, he assumed Eli was the one who was calling him. Why? Because he was not yet familiar with the voice of God or the fact that God would even come to him. Okay? So he kept going around. He said, yes, my Lord. And Eli, who was a prophet at the time, right, he said, Eli was a priest. He says, I have not called thee. Go back in the room. He goes back to bed. Samuel gets up. He goes back in there again. He says, yes, my Lord. He said, I did not call you. Go back to sleep. He gets up again because he heard it again. Samuel. He goes in. He said, yes, he said, ho. Now, Eli realizes Samuel is hearing the voice of God. He looks at Samuel. He said, the next time you hear that, say, yes, Lord, thy servant hears you. Speak. Speak, Lord, speak. So Samuel goes back to bed, and he hears it again, and he said, here I am, Lord. Your servant hears thee. Speak. And so God began to speak to him. He's speaking through a vision. And so when it was done, he was scared. Why? Because God had told him, go tell Eli, judgment is upon you. You saw your sons doing wrong. You saw them doing wicked things in the sight of the Lord, and you did not chastise them. Mm-hmm. You let them continue to do what they were doing. You never corrected them. So tell Eli, judgment is upon your household, you and your family. Everyone's going down. So Samuel, who was still a young boy, he was like, wait a minute. And I'm going to paraphrase it so y'all can understand, okay? So if it's not exactly like what you see in the Bible, just know Pastor Kathy was sending it away so we could understand here in 2024. Thank you, God. Don't hold my translation against me. Thank you. Here we go. So Samuel goes, wait a minute, what's going on? The first time I hear from God, I got to go rebuke somebody? Mm. I can't tell them they're going to get a house or a car or some money or a job? I got to go rebuke them?
Yes.
So Samuel, who was a kid, the first time he hears the voice of God, the instruction to him is go to the high priest and tell him judgment is coming against your household. Samuel was like, oh, how I'm going to deliver that message. I'm just a kid. I don't know what I'm doing. Let me think. How can I say it? What can I tell him? Okay, because he already know God was speaking because I kept going in there, so I can't act like I didn't hear nothing. So let me think. What can I say? Well, by the time he went in front of Eli looked at him. Ooh, come on now. And he said, what did the Lord say? And tell me everything he said. If you don't, may the Lord deal with you severely for not telling me what he has told you to tell me. Wow. So Samuel did it. He said, okay, you want to know? Here you go. And he told him everything that God told him.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing. What would we do if God gave us a message to deliver to someone that was a harsh message? It was life-threatening to them. We got to go tell them, God said, judgment is coming against you because you don't want to stop sinning. You just keep doing what you want to do. You ain't listening to God, and he told me to tell you, getting ready to get it.
Mm-mm.
Now, would you want to be the one that has to deliver that message? Well, let me tell you something. Pastor Kathy has to do it all the time.
All right.
In fact, I'm doing it right now. Come on now. Yeah. Wow. I'm doing it right now because I'm telling you what God has told me to tell you. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Because why? You're in a life-threatening situation just like Eli. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Just like Eli. And I know everybody's going, what? Is she saying I'm about to die? Well, no, that's what God's word says. God's word says the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just a messenger.
Okay.
I don't have heaven or hell to put you in. All I can do is deliver God's word to you. And guess what? I got to do what Samuel did. I've got to speak the truth. Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's called a true prophet. You know, a prophet is someone that hears from God and then has to deliver the message to whomever God has sent them to.
Yeah.
And so here I am. I'm in the same position as Samuel. I'm having to deliver a hard word. But guess what? She said it was life-threatening. Yeah, because the wages of sin is death. You might not die a physical death, but spiritually, you're dead. Why? Because you're not connected to life. God is your connection to your life.
Mm-hmm.
You could still be walking around. Y'all never seen that movie, The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yeah, you're still walking around, but spiritually, you're not there.
Mm.
Okay? You don't have a connection with God, so you're spiritually dead, which means you're blind to everything. Mm-hmm. My goodness, glory to God. You're blind to everything that's going on around you. Why? Because everything is happening through the spirit first. Woo! Here, you only got two that's in control of what's going on down here. You either got God doing it or you got Satan doing it. Either way, both of those are spirits. So things are happening in the spirit realm that you're not aware of. Why? Because you're spiritually disconnected.
Yes.
You're not hearing anything that's going on in the spirit. Your flesh can't relate to the spirit. Your spirit has to connect to the spirit. My goodness, glory to God.
Amen. Mm.
And so, is it easy or is it hard to deliver a harsh word from God to someone that God is getting ready to bring judgment on? Well, we know that the word of God says warning comes before destruction.
Yes.
So, my goodness, glory to God. But here's the thing, and I'm going to come back to that in a second. Here's the thing. If God gives me a word, and I'm like Samuel, I'm not always comfortable with the word that God has given me to deliver to anybody when it's harsh like that. And he said judgment's coming upon them. They're going to go through this. They're going to... I'm not comfortable with that. I'm like, ooh, okay. And you know what I do? I always pray and say, God, if that's the word you want me to deliver to them, then create an opportunity. And you know what he does? He does exactly what he did for Samuel. He had Eli come to Samuel and say, tell me what the Lord said. And God will always do that. When I have to go to other pastors, other bishops, anyone in a high position to tell them some kind of hard word, God always creates an opportunity. You know why? Because they always come to me and go, woman of God, I know you done heard from God. What did God tell you to tell me? And I'm going, what you say? You done opened the door for me to walk in? Thank you. As soon as they open the door, I'll walk right through it.
Amen.
Now, there have been times when they have not come to me and say, woman of God, I know God is giving. No, sometimes I just got to go cold turkey and say, God gave me a word for you. And, you know, I just got to do it.
Yeah.
Why? Because, hear me now, if I don't do it, then your blood remains on my hands. Because I did not give you an opportunity to get right. If God tells me to tell you guys something and I try to sugarcoat it because I don't want to offend nobody, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I don't say exactly what God told me to say, I put it in my way. But in my way, even though it's easier to hear, if I change it into my words so you can bear what I'm saying, it is not going to save your soul. God has sent it in a way that he wants you to hear exactly what he said. And you know how I know? Because his word says don't add to, don't take away from what I said. Just say what I said. Deliver my word the way you see it. Don't add to my word, and don't take away from it. You are not me. You don't see what I see. You don't know what I know. You are not God.
Wow.
Okay, God. You are just a servant of the Most High God. You are not God. Stop giving these messages that I haven't sent. Stop telling these lies that I didn't tell you to tell. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. And then after you tell us, I hear the Lord saying, what Lord do you hear? The little L? Because no, the big L going to give it to you to tell them, and guess what? They're going to receive it as coming from God because there's confirmation in their spirit.
Right.
Whatever God gives you, no matter how harsh the word is, or if it's a rebuke, if it's a correction, guess what? You still have to deliver it in love.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Right.
It's through love that God is showing himself. You know what, my mother, when I tell you, I don't know how y'all got beat, but I got beat with extension cords, belts, all kind of stuff. So my mother and my dad, they were like, you know what? It hates me. They say it hurts me to have to do this to you, but you are hard-headed, gal. You're hard-headed. I don't want to keep whipping you like this. And I'm looking, so you don't have to. I learned my lesson. Just tell me.
Yeah.
And they said, you ain't learned no lesson. And you know what? I was foolish enough to look at my mom and dad and go, I learned my lesson. I'm not going to do it no more.
Yeah.
And my dad would look at me and go, you ain't learned no lesson. That's what you said last week.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm going to go to school. I'm not going to do it no more. No, you're not. You're not going to school. I'm going to give you this money. You're going to get on the train and go wherever it is that you always go. I said, no, I learned my lesson. I did.
Sure.
My dad said, well, just in case you didn't learn your lesson, you're still going to get this whooping. And so, you know, I would get the beating or whatever. But they would always tell me, it's going to hurt me to have to keep whooping you over and over and over again. But I got to do it, Kathy, because one of these times you're going to learn, you're going to get sick and tired of getting these beaten. And you're going to stop whatever it is you're doing. And God says the same thing. I'm going to correct, rebuke, chastise. Why? Because I do it to the ones that I love. And I'm going to keep doing it until they have a change of heart. I need to let them know I'm not okay with them doing wrong. I'm not okay with the things they're doing in their life. You know what? People are looking, well, that's an adulterer, that's a liar, that's a thief, that's a murderer, that's a lesbian, that's a homosexual, that's a this, that's a that. And they're not looking at, when you get to work at 8:15 and they tell you, oh, the clock is not working today, just write in your time, and you write down 8 o'clock. They're not looking at those kind of things. They think that's okay with God. You're still a liar. You're still a thief. You think God is concerned that you went in the store and took two grapes or you took a steak? He doesn't care. You're still a thief. And I told her, it took my kids to make me see that I was stealing. Because I was going in and said, no, I'm just testing the grapes. I want to make sure they're sweet. I eat about 4 or 5, making sure they're sweet. And then when I see my kid do it, I said, what are you doing? You can't come in these people's stores stealing. And he looked at me and said, Ma, you do it all the time. You said we just tasting it. I said, oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And after that, I said, you know what? Either I'm going to buy the grapes or I'm not. I ain't testing nothing. Because this kid is learning that it's okay to go in a store, not pay for the items, and just taste them. That is stealing because you didn't pay for it.
Exactly. You can't tell
And so do not think that whatever you're doing is so small that God, it's just a little white lie.
A liar.
You a liar.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at your kid and your kid says, Mom, when you get home, I could get a dollar. Yeah, I'll give you a dollar when I get home. When I get home. You know, and you get home and the kid is still there. They all excited because they know you said you're going to give them a dollar. And then hours later, they still sitting there going, when is he going? No, they're too afraid to ask you again because they saying to themselves, soon you ask her again, she's going to say, ask me one more time. You ain't getting nothing. Then I say, I was going to get to you. I know I got to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you when I'm ready. So you don't want to ask. And then it's nightfall and you got to get in bed and you still didn't get the dollar. Guess what? You're a liar. You lied to the kid. And those are the ones y'all call the little white lies. You're still a liar. I don't care if it's a white lie, black lie, blue lie. It's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You got $10 in your pocket. Somebody say, hey, you think you can spare $6 because I need to get some gas to get home? I don't know how. I didn't look at my thing. I ain't got no money. Da, 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 da. And you look at them, you get that $10 to go to Golden Corral, and you say, I'm sorry. I wish I had it to give, but I don't have it. You a liar. You got $10. Why not just tell them, I got my last 10. I can't give you 6, but I'll give you 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, if you really don't want to give it to them, say, I just got a couple of dollars to go eat. Or whatever. You ain't got to give them a reason. I just got a couple of dollars. Or better yet, don't say nothing. Because you're a liar. When someone asks you to give something and you don't give it, and I'm not making no example of anything, I'm just letting you know what God is looking at. You're thinking God is looking at this because this is a huge wrongdoing. God is looking at the little ones too. Because there are no little ones and there are no big ones with God. It's all wrong. He's not using a scale. Let me see. Kathy's sin outweighs John's sin. So I'm going to get Kathy. No. Mm. It's all sin. Mm-hmm. When you're wrong, you're wrong. That's all there is to it. Okay? Right. He doesn't care if you did a little thing, big thing. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Yeah. So, here's the thing, and I got to wrap it up. If God gives you a message to tell someone that's life-threatening, meaning the wages of sin is death, so when he gives you a harsh corrective message, you're really trying to save their life. You're trying to get them out of sin. Mm. You want to give them an opportunity to come clean before God and to repent, to turn away from that thing. But if you don't tell them what God says, you rob them of an opportunity to get it right, and now their blood is still on your hands because you never told them. Yeah, and that is in the Word of God. When my pastor told me that, I said, what you say? I get chastised for their wrongful doing if I don't tell them what God has told me to tell them. She said, yeah. I said, oh, I'm about to tell everything to everybody. As soon as God tell me, I'm running down the street to tell you. Yes, I am. I got enough problems trying to keep my own blood clean. Ain't you think I want your blood on my hands, too? No. I'm trying to live right. And I'm having a hard time trying to keep me right. So you know I ain't going to try to hold your blood on my hands. No.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know whatever God tells me to tell you. So it gives you an opportunity to come clean and get it right before God, to have a change of heart and do the right thing in the sight of God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'm concerned about you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to see us go to hell if we don't have to. And we don't have to.
Nope.
The choice is ours.
Amen.
Everything you do in life is your choice. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you say, well, he made me, she made me, she kept telling me to do this, he kept telling me. No, God is going to look at you and you're going to be accountable for your own action.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who told you to do what, you are going to be responsible for your own actions. And let me come in for a close. And now, not only if God gives you a message, would you give it to them, right? Are you going to be like Samuel was scared, but he still did what he had to do because Eli told him, hey, you better tell me or God is going to deal with you. And that's in the Bible. If you don't tell them what God told you to tell them, you are going to get dealt with. That blood remains on you. You didn't give them an opportunity to get clean. The other thing is, now you're on the receiving end. Are you going to be like Eli? Are you going to want to hear that word of correction, that word of rebuke that God is sending to you saying, if you don't do this now, if you don't turn around from this, if you don't start doing this, if you don't start doing this, if you don't start doing that, when you hear the word, are you going to receive it, right? Mm-hmm. You got two things going on, the person that has to deliver it and the person that has to receive it. Now, are you going to be like Eli? Because Eli listened to what Samuel said. My goodness, glory to God. And Eli said to him, you know what? This is God, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever God says goes. Eli received that word. It was a harsh word.
Yes.
But he still looked at Samuel and he said, you know what? It's God. Say whatever God told you to say, because God's going to do whatever it is he told you he was going to do, whether you tell me or not.
That's right.
Because he's God. He's going to do it. He's going to judge rightly. Right? God mm-hmm. is not going to just chastise me for no reason. So Eli received that harsh word that Samuel brought to him because he said, this is God. God's going to do it. He's going to either correct me or he's going to bring judgment on me. He's going to do whatever he said he's going to do because he's God. And he sees what I've done. He knows what I'm thinking about doing. He knows everything about me. So go ahead and tell me so I can get it right.
Yeah.
Right? I want to make sure that my life is acceptable. My ways are acceptable in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
One thing, are you going to be strong enough to tell them what God told you to tell them? And the other thing is, if you're on the receiving end, are you going to receive it as a word from God? Because if you do need confirmation, God is going to confirm that thing in your spirit. You're going to know that this is what God said. Either it's because that person didn't know any of this, so how can they tell you this? Or God is just going to confirm that it was from him. He's just trying to tell you. It's time for you to get your life right. It's time for you to let go of that, let go of this. It's time for you to start doing this for me, doing that. So you either got to know whether or not you're going to receive a harsh word or are you strong enough to give it. It's one or the other. But here's the thing. You got to tell them exactly what God said. Don't be adding nothing to it just because you know their life story. That is nothing but a word of knowledge. That is that you know exactly what's going on in their life and you want to make the decision to tell them they need to stop this. No. If God didn't tell you to say it, don't say it. No. You are not God. You only need to say what God tells you to tell them. Okay?
Absolutely.
So when you start going, because you know this person ain't got no money because they ain't got no job, and they tell them, God told me to go get a car. And you look at them and go, God told me to tell you he did not tell you to go get that car. The devil is a liar.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't matter that you don't got no money and you ain't got no job. If honestly, you heard God say, go get your car. You can go get your car. Why? Because God knows tomorrow he's going to have Sally call you and offer you a job.
Okay.
But don't tell them that if God didn't tell you. See, because a lot of times God gives a word and you're looking going, how am I supposed to do that? I ain't got no money. I ain't got no husband. I ain't got this. Those are the times when God shows himself strong.
Oh, yes.
The only thing is you got to make sure it came from God.
From him.
Don't tell people all kind of stuff and it didn't come from God. You just a liar. You're not a prophet. You a prophet liar. Yeah. Don't do that. Only tell them if it's something God told you to tell them. Because guess what? God said, the title is a true prophet, right? Watch this. It says, after Samuel told Eli everything he had to tell him, you know what it says? It says that everything Samuel said was good from that day forth. Nothing fell to the ground. everything was manifested the way he said. Why? Because he was saying exactly what God told him to say. And guess what? All of the people knew that he was a true prophet, delivering a real word from God.
Amen.
And that's the whole thing right there. A true prophet, the things that you tell people that God said, they ought to be able to see manifestation at some point.
Okay.
If they never see the manifestation, you are not a true prophet. You just out there lying, telling people what you think you want them to know. Hey, stop trying to be their judge. You're not their judge. You are not God. I can see people doing things wrong all day long. If God does not send me to tell them something, then God is saying, you are not the one that I'm going to use to get them straight. I'm going to use somebody else. That's it. Because guess what? Other than that, I'm already telling them. You said, but you said, if God didn't tell you, you're not going to say nothing. That's right. I'm not going to say nothing. But I'm still going to show them through my own lifestyle. I'm going to show them right and wrong through the way I live.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell them. God said to tell you, you better stop wearing no wigs, Kathy. No. Who told you to tell Kathy to stop wearing her wig? God ain't told you that.
No, he didn't.
Because Kathy did not get no confirmation from the Holy Ghost that she needs to take off these wigs and wear her hair. Sometimes I just crack my own stuff up. But anyhow, I hope y'all getting the gist of what I'm saying. Don't tell people God sent you to say something if he didn't, okay? Samuel only said what God told him to say, and as a result, all of his words proved to be true because they were manifested. And the people knew he was a true man of God speaking the real word of God because all of it came true, what he said. Why? Because he only said what God told him to say.
That's right.
And that's for all of us.
Amen.
If you're going to be a representative of Christ, you better get a hold of what the truth looks like. Because God is a God of truth.
Yes.
You cannot lie and say God said something when he did not
Maybe
say
no God it.
Because God will not honor what you have told him. So I said, just speak the truth. Just tell them what I've told you. Don't add to it. Don't take away. Just say what my word says and let me do the rest. I am God. You are just a servant, a child of God. That's all you are. Amen. God bless you guys.
Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word that deserves a hand clap praise. At this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word. And we're going to start with 64905. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you, brother-in-law. I love you. Thank you for your support. Go ahead, Evangelist Hilda.
724. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
God bless you, young man of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that call last week. I appreciate you looking out for me, even though, you know, I was running late and I didn't get a chance to call everybody. Thank you for getting in there and covering and letting everybody know what's going on. I love you, man of God. I know that's you. Say less.
I know it's you. Amen. Go ahead and bless you. God. 804-944, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
God bless everyone on tonight. I really enjoyed that message. It just reminded me what the woman of God said, how God used Samuel to give a warning to Eli. And it also reminded me that God had already told Eli from the first go about, you know, his sons, but, you know, Eli didn't pay attention. So it's just like, you know, God always say warning comes before destruction, and it reminded me of that. And just, I really enjoyed the message. And I was on the call last week as well, and I'm not planning to come back again and listen.
Amen.
God bless you. Who are you? Do you mind telling me who you are?
My name is Prophetess Sharita Berry.
God bless you, dear heart. Thank you.
God bless you, y'all.
Amen. And at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come and give us the call to salvation and the benediction, as we have 2 minutes and 34 seconds left.
Thank you for that time. God bless you. Listen, I know we all are hearing this word over and over and over again. And all it is a loving God calling out to his people, saying, won't you have a change of heart today? Won't you come in and accept my son as your Lord and Savior? God just wants to save your life, that's all. He wants you to live a better life. He came to give you life and life more abundantly. Here's all you got to do. You got to pray that sinner's prayer, the prayer of salvation. Father God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus came and died on that cross for all of us, all of our sins, right? And I believe he rose up again on the third day. I'm asking him, you, Lord God, to come into my life. I want to make him my Lord and Savior. I want to do better. I want to have a change of heart. I want to live a lifestyle that's pleasing unto you, O God. I thank you. I honor you. I adore you, O God, for being a forgiving, merciful, loving God. And then you say, God, please lead me to a good household of faith where I can come into the knowledge of who you are and grow into your word so that a change, transformation is taking place in my life. Okay, let God lead you. He loves you. It doesn't matter what you've done. He's not concerned with all the wrong you've done. God is only concerned with where are you going now? Mm-hmm. What kind of decision are you going to make today? Where are you headed? He knows where you've been. He's not concerned with that. He's just looking at where you going from this point on. That's
yes.
it. He's loving you. He got it. He doesn't want to see any of us perish. Not any. It doesn't matter what you've done. God can create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you. I love you. I honor you. I adore you, oh God, for just using a servant like me to speak to your people, oh God. I pray that as you continue to give me your word, that you are pleased with what I've done with your word, oh God, how I delivered, and may it always get delivered in love. We thank you. We love you. Every household under the sound of my voice, we pray that they're embracing your word, embracing you, embracing your son Jesus, and coming to accept him as their Lord and Savior. We thank you for all you've done, all you're doing, and all that you're going to do, and loving us enough to care enough to come and tell us when we're right and when we're wrong. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. Love you
amen.
Guys. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you. Love you. Good night.
Love you, too. And we are out. Good night, everybody. God bless you all and have a wonderful weekend.